I'm Manny Pacheco, and welcome to Forgotten Hollywood. I've written a paperback I'd like you to read, and it tells America's story through the eyes of the great character actors of Hollywood's golden age. Joining me on today's program is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend Gary Lycan with his weekly On the Backlot report. This week, we are visiting the City of Lights. We pay tribute to Paris in song and melody, and from the many classic films showcasing this important European hub. Also during the program, I'll be featuring in the background the virtuoso piano performances of my father-in-law, Russ Thomas. We play his music today as a fond and personal tribute. Let's begin by presenting France's famous national anthem. The voice you'll hear is actor Paul Heinried. The actual location is occupied French Morocco during World War II. As Victor Laszlo, Heinried becomes an inspiration to a little cafe nestled in the African desert. His efforts drown out a Nazi celebratory tune. The metaphor is compelling. Historically speaking, the Allies would go on to defeat Erwin Rommel and German aggression. But for now, a small victory was needed in 1943. A scene from Casablanca on Forgotten Hollywood. Noted author F. Scott Fitzgerald had written a short story which appeared in the Saturday Evening Post in 1930 called Babylon Revisited. The story is set in the year after what Fitzgerald called the Jazz Age. Much of his tale is based on the author's own experiences. In 1954, MGM traveled to Paris with a crew to film an adaptation of the loosely based story. The cast included Van Johnson, Elizabeth Taylor, Walter Pidgeon, and Donna Reed. The motion picture begins with the celebration of the liberation of France from Hitler in 1945. The theme of the drama centers on Van Johnson's character, his desertion, and the ultimate loss of his great love, and his eventual return to be reunited with his child. Of course, the title of the film is The Last Time I Saw Paris. The theme music had been used before by MGM, and they are generous with the scoring of the song throughout this particular film. Forgotten Hollywood agrees with the prominence of this modern classic.
leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked, shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
The can-can first appeared in the working-class ballrooms of Paris around 1830. The singular version most closely associated with this familiar dance routine is by the 19th-century German-born French composer Jacques Offenbach and his 1858 operetta Orpheus in the Underworld. Cole Porter created a Broadway production entitled Can-Can, which debuted in 1953, with the story encompassing the French showgirls famous for the routine. The original production featured Gwen Verdon and Hans Conried. When a movie was developed in 1960, Shirley MacLaine, Frank Sinatra, Louis Jordan, and Juliette Prowse were now its stars. Featured in the score, a bouncy tune simply entitled I Love Paris on Forgotten Hollywood.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment. Every moment of the year. I love Paris. I love Paris. Because my love is near. I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment. Every moment of the year. I love Paris. I love Paris because my love is near. Paris, springtime, winter. All the time.
You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood. Louis Jordan was a staple in French Fair during Hollywood's studio era of the late 50s. His most memorable performance had him co-star with two of the most famous Parisian imports in cinema, Leslie Caron and Maurice Chevalier. Gigi is considered MGM's last great musical. The motion picture was directed by Vincent Minnelli and garnered 9 Oscars in 1959, breaking the record set by Gone with the Wind. Chevalier was a longtime song and dance vaudeville entertainer who was born around the time the movie takes place. He traveled to Hollywood during the silent era after urging from George Gershwin and Irving Berlin. Chevalier developed into an international sensation, becoming fast friends with Douglas Fairbanks and Mary Pickford. During the war, he traveled to concentration camps as the Nazis allowed him to perform for POWs. He was memorable in Love in the Afternoon with Gary Cooper and Audrey Hepburn. Thank heaven for this most generous of performers, Maurice Chevalier on Forgotten Hollywood.
Each time I see a little girl of 5 or 6 or 7, I can't resist a joyous urge to smile and say thank heaven for little girls. For little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven for little girls. They grow up in the most delightful way. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven, thank heaven, thank heaven for little girls. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven, thank heaven. Thank heaven for little girls.
The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. But I prefer a man who lives and gives expensive jewels. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat, or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. Square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Tiffany's. Cartier. Black Star, Ross Gorham. Talk to me, Harry Winston, tell me all about it. They'll make come a time when a lass needs a lawyer, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks are high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. I've heard of affairs that are strictly platonic, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. And I think affairs that you must keep with Sonic are better bets. If little pets get big baguettes, time rolls on and youth is gone, and you can't straighten up when you bend. But stiff back or stiff knees, you stand straight as Tiffany's diamonds. Diamonds. I don't mean rhinestones, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
The Marilyn Monroe classic has been featured in two memorable movies that span five decades. Gentlemen Prefer Blondes was released in 1954 and also featured the sultry Jane Russell. Nicole Kidman paid tribute to the film by adding the song to her repertoire in Moulin Rouge in 2001. This movie paved the way for the resurgence of the musical genre in film. Just around the cafe on Forgotten Hollywood, music from Michel Legrand and Edith Piaf. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Main, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. Michel Legrand was born in the suburbs of Paris to French and Armenian parents. His father was a noted composer for his work on Irma Ladouce. Legrand followed in his dad's footsteps, creating outstanding scores for The Thomas Crown Affair, Ice Station Zebra, Portnoy's Complaint, Summer of 42, Lady Sings the Blues, The Three Musketeers, The Other Side of Midnight, Atlantic City, Yentl, and Never Say Never Again. In 1969, he won an Oscar for Best Song for his composition, The Windmills of Your Mind. Our next selection is a personal favorite of mine from the film The Happy Ending, which co-starred Shirley Jones, Teresa Wright, Bobby Darin, Lloyd Bridges, Dick Shawn, and two actors who died in 2010, John Forsythe and Gene Simmons. Here's What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life on Forgotten Hollywood. Thank you. A few years ago, a film was finally made which brought to life the tumultuous Edith Piaf. Beloved in her native France, Piaf endured her share of tragedy and heartbreak. Marion Cotillard won an Oscar for her fabulous portrayal of the cultural icon whose career spanned four decades. Though the picture was made in 2007, let's look back at the music of Edith Piaf, who nestled the heart of a nation within her bosom during the post-war era on Forgotten Hollywood.
Des yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré. Des nuits d'amour à plus finir, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place, des ennuis, des chagrins s'effacent, heureux, heureux, en mourir. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est toi pour moi, moi pour toi dans la vie. Tu me l'as dit, the bad I have flung in the fire, and I feel in my heart that the seed has been sown. It is something quite new.
It's like nothing I've known. No, no regrets. No, I will have no regrets over things that went wrong. For at last I have learned to be strong. No, no regrets. No, I will have no regrets for this seed that is new. It's the love that is growing for you.
Up next on Forgotten Hollywood, the radio columnist of the Orange County Register, Gary Lycan, and On the Backlot with current news and notes about Hollywood's past. Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. Okay, Manny, before I tell you about the local pop culture you can find right here in Hollywood, I want to share with you a musical note about Paris. The Warner Brothers movie, directed by Robert Wise, remember it was called Helen of Troy, with music by the legendary Max Steiner. So what has Paris got to do with a movie about the Trojan War? Ha! Gotcha! One of the stars was Brigitte Bardot, always a French favorite. But wait, I'm not through yet. Here's the best connection of all. Les Baxter recorded on Capitol Records the theme from Helen of Troy. And what was on the flip side of the 45? The popular song, The Poor People of Paris, with Paris pronounced as Paris. It was adapted in 1954 from a French language song and became a huge hit on the popular musical charts and is considered one of today's classic American standards. Okay, enough about Paris. Now let's return to the treasures you can find right here in Southern California. If you grew up in L.A., you will enjoy visiting on the internet a website called martinostimemachine.blogspot.com. Don't worry if you can't remember that. Just go to Google and type in Time Machine and the name Moulin Rouge. You will enjoy a pop culture journey into retro L.A. Revisit the Moulin Rouge on the Sunset Strip. It was originally the Earl Carroll Theater and later was home to the Aquarius Theater. Another popular watering hole in old L.A. was the Luau. It was opened in 1953 on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. It was owned by Lana Turner's husband at the time, Stephen Crane, and it was a popular celebrity hangout. Throughout the 50s and 60s and even into the 70s, they had big tiki gods, Polynesian chairs, drinks on fire, and a moat around the joint with a bridge leading to the entrance. Pretty cool place. Here's some other names along memory lane. If you think about the Sunset Strip, for example, Dino's Lodge. We saw it every week on the TV show 77 Sunset Strip. And remember Tiny Nailers Drive-In with girls on roller skates on Sunset Boulevard? Today, it's at El Pollo Loco. And when the twist craze took over the nation in the 60s, a nightclub called Gizzari's became the Hollywood A-Go-Go. Do you have a memory about L.A. in the 40s, 50s, or 60s? Or even a favorite song from a movie? Well, that's On the Backlot for this week. Now back to our guide into Forgotten Hollywood, Manny Pacheco. Thank you, Gary Lycan, and many thanks to our producer, Steve Guzman. How fitting that we conclude with a stirring finale from An American in Paris. The ballet sequence was originally written by George and Ira Gershwin, and the film was directed by Vincent Minnelli. Featuring Gene Kelly and Leslie Caron, this cinematic triumph was selected the Best Picture of 1951. MGM later showcased the number as an appropriate finale in That's Entertainment. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood, and remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.